Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, connecting Kentucky proud with local organizations for charitable giving and doing it with some financial incentive. That, in a nutshell, is the mission of the Kentucky Ag Department's pilot program, Food to Fork.
The idea behind the program is that we can connect our Kentucky Proud member base to host organizations that might want to hold events that could benefit charities in their community. So our idea is that we can be that kind of bridge to connect them to that local food and allow them to host an event that benefits their community.
Melanie Blanford, Executive Director for Marketing at KDA, with a few more details.
A host organization can request support for multiple dinners, but no host organization or county will be allotted to receive more than $5,000, and that's just our way of trying to really spread this out among counties and get a lot of different parties interested across the state.
So a Food to Fork dinner may be a great local fundraiser.
Depending on the number of attendance and tickets sold is how we are going to provide some funding for branding and advertising dollars at the event itself. But we obviously will be here to assist them with connecting to that local food and that local distribution network.
Up next, details for application. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
What better way to expand awareness of local Kentucky Proud products and outlets than to involve them in a local fundraising effort? KDA's Melanie Blanford says this Food to Fork program has a lot going for it.
We've already had a couple submissions come in, and we're excited about those, and we're really hoping that other people will reach out and apply. It's really going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. The summer months are the peak season for that fresh produce, at least, to be able to be offered at these events. And so the quicker that we can get people interested in submitting these applications, the better.
The quickest way to that application is to go online to KDA's website, kyagr.com, and at that homepage, click on News, then the Food to Fork program. Blanford says this is a pilot program and the total limit on expenditures has not been determined. So earlier applications have the advantage. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.